I'm in the day. And she told me that she was gonna try to come down here, well, she will not have. And he said that they was gonna be way out in the year this time before they ever got their crop started. That's on account of the water backing up
wet. Stuff. Yeah. That's a funny thing. My place up there, last summer it was so dry, everything withered up. Corn all withered
mm-hmm,
up.
Just was,
But you got plenty of
yeah,
plenty of water down here.
Well, you know, we hadn't had about 3 weeks ago, I guess it was. Down here in Vicksburg where that lady busted and pulled that water out a little better than 6 foot out there. Took 500 and some odd people away from out there on account of homeless. And they ain't gone back yet.
They're real trouble down mm-hmm. there. Why, I wonder if you'd tell me then what you used to grow in the garden and how you used to fix it.
Well, we growed corn, butter beans, peas, okra, tomatoes, squashes, cucumbers, eggplant, pepper, both kinds. My mama used to have it on. Rooster's for a pep. Oh Lord, it was so hot that you could not eat. this bell pepper, we raised a lot of heads. And pickles, and pumpkins, watermelon, white melon. Now, I don't imagine you've ever seen what they used to. Now, there ain't many of them that what they used to call the old timey cowhorn mushmelons, have you? Well, they'll grow about 2 foot long and they turn up something like a nana. And when you peel them, all the slices are about 2 inches wide and about an inch thick. And they're just as yellow as they can be. They're just as rich as you want them to be.
Sounds good.
Yeah. They're twice as much better than these cantaloupes here.
Mm-hmm. So you need a lot of hot weather for them.
Yeah.
That's why we don't, we never had any of those. We had mostly cantaloupe.
Our biggest was then. Mama told me the other day she had just about enough of seed for 2 hills this time. I told her, I said, well, you're getting low, Mom.
How did you, remember how you used to grow the corn and
we just take a field like that and hook the horse to what we call a turning plow and just turn the dirt over. And then when we got the dirt all turned over, the whole field, then we'd come back and, we'd call ourselves about 2 foot wide. We'd make a furrow, they called on each side, throw it up about 6 inches high. Well, that was our row. And then when we got that, we'd take a top hole and smooth it off and plant our seed. And then when it come up, then we'd hoe it and plow it till it got, we laid it by. Our first plowing was, Papa always done, was gee whiz. It was a plow something like forks on it, and as you drive it, you just scratch all that dirt and grass and everything up.
Called it a gee whiz.
Gee whiz. Yeah.
Oh, that's a new one. I never heard of that.
And you could put 6 or 8 plongs on it. It had a bar like, and the plongs were made with a bolt, and you could take them off and put on as many as you wanted. And then we done that and got our corn chopped out and I thinned out and I cut, then we'd run the middles out and then dirt, they called.